3 years of Mom Soup Podcast. I can't even believe those words are coming out of my mouth. It is so surreal and so cool that I have been the host of this podcast for 3 years. That's crazy to me. The podcast is almost at 13,000 all-time downloads, and I am so proud about that. And this episode is not to be misconstrued or framed as like show-offy or an achievement of like what consistency does, but an achievement of like what I've done and what I've built and like what consistency and evolution has done for me and for this podcast. And so this episode, although I did mention numbers, right? It's not about the download numbers. It's about the clarity that I continue to get by hosting this podcast. So I love doing this every year. Generally, the first episode of the year is just a reflection on how far this show has come. And I say this all the time on the podcast, but I'm not the same person that I was when I started this podcast on January 2nd, 2023. I'm not the same person. My business is different. My goals are so much cleaner and clearer. I'm still speaking to moms. I'm still speaking to women. You don't have to be a mom to listen to this podcast. And I hope that you know that. Business owners and people who want podcasting to support their business, not become something heavy, not become another job or just something that you have to do, that has not changed. So with that being said, if you are ready to hear this celebratory episode about 3 years of Mom Soup Podcast, where the podcast is heading, what you can expect from me this year, and a really, really important lesson that I learned that I think every single podcaster needs to hear, this is for you. Let's go. You're listening to the Mom Soup Podcast show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, have you joined my free Mom Soup Podcast community over on School? Because if you haven't, it is where I share behind-the-scenes trainings, resources, and extra lessons to help you take what you hear on the show even deeper. You'll be meeting other moms building podcasts, juggling business and family life, and figuring it out together. Head over to school.com/podcasters or just tap that link in the show notes and come and join us. And so let's take a little trip down memory lane because I love telling this story and I think it's so powerful because a lot of times when we have these big ideas or when we pivot in our business, we think that, or I won't even say what other people think, but I'll tell you what I thought, right? Which is why I want to tell this story. So I originally started out as a blogger, right? This was 2017, 2018. I started out blogging. I was a lurker in the Facebook groups. I finally committed in 2018 to finally purchase a domain name. I started to learn how to blog and how to set up my website and the structure of the blog post and all that good stuff. And I started designing these other blogs. And then I was like, why am I designing these other blogs? Like, I would create other blogs for myself and know good and well that there's no way I can like write all these blog posts. And like, I just loved the creation of the websites, basically, of getting them really pretty. And so I was like, you know what? I would rather spend my time helping other people do this, right? Because there was a lot of other women online that were interested in blogging, but they didn't know how to make it pretty. They didn't know how to install the themes on WordPress. And so I started doing it as a service. But let me take you back to the moment that it actually happened, because it was either late 2018 or 2019. It was right around in there. I know it was before COVID though. I had thought about becoming a virtual assistant, but for whatever reason, I was just like, no, I don't think that's for me. I kind of dismissed the idea, but I was in, you know, some of these large Facebook groups that taught you how to be a virtual assistant. And so I was literally folding my laundry one day, and it wasn't like a stern voice, you know, when people say, you know, God talks to you or God speaks to you or whatever. But for me, it was like a thought and a feeling at the same time, I guess. And it was like, start a business. And I was like, okay. And I remember because I was sitting on my couch, I was downstairs in the very house I'm living in right now, and I was folding my laundry, watching my show back when I was binging shows, when I had the time to binge shows. Oh, I miss binging my shows sometimes. But anyway, I remember getting that feeling, that thought that popped into my head, like start a business. And I knew it came from God because it didn't come from me. And before that, I had like dismissed the thought. And so I started a virtual assistant business, but the way that I took it was I wanted to help other women get their blog set up. So that's what I did. And then I found Showit. I was like, okay, I'm going to become a website designer. And so that's what I did for most of 2021. 2022 comes, it's June of 2022. And I'm like, I want to launch a podcast. And I launched a podcast called Mama Knows Business. It launched on October 3rd, 2022. And as soon as I launched that podcast, I knew I was in my element. I loved every single aspect of podcasting. I loved recording. I loved the editing. I loved the planning, the whole strategy behind it. I absolutely loved it. And so the show did really well. People really, really loved that show. It went very quickly to a top 5% podcast. It's now a top 2.5% podcast. And I really loved it. It brought me a lot of joy. And then very quickly, I realized how much I loved podcasting. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I need to pivot. Like, I want to literally take all my website services off of my website. And I had just spent so much time creating these templates, building my business that was doing quite well. I decided to take all of it down and put up my podcast prices now and announce to everybody that I was pivoting to podcast management. And for whatever reason, when I look back now, I know why, but I just felt so crazy. I was like, is this normal? Is this something that like happens? Like, why do I feel so crazy? And so part of the reason why I felt so crazy was prior to this, I had been changing my domain name like 5 different times. So I wasn't changing what I was doing. I was always doing, you know, blogs or website stuff, but I kept changing my domain name. Like I literally changed it like 5 times. I finally was like, you know what? I'm just using my name, Pamela Krista, and I'm being done with this because this is ridiculous. That was part of the reason why I felt crazy. So all those domain changes, plus now I'm pivoting my services. It just felt like all eyes were on me and like people were like judging me and all the things. So the rest is history. But shortly after I decided to go all in with podcasting, I was like, you know what? I need a place for these women to like be so that when I have all my ducks in a row, I can start posting and all the stuff and all the things. And so I created the Moms Who Podcast Facebook group. And so just to show you how quick all this went, Mama Knows Business, which was again, my very first podcast, launched on October 3rd, 2022. I created the Moms Who Podcast Facebook group on October 27th of 2022. And then Moms Who Podcast, the very podcast you're listening to right now, it launched on January 2nd, 2023. And so I feel like also whenever I say the podcast birthday, I say the third because that's actually my husband's birthday. And so for a long time, I feel like I kept saying that it was the third, but that's actually his birthday. And so I did that on purpose though, because I didn't want it to be on his birthday, but I wanted it to be close to it. So it's like January is just such a cool month for like, you know, New Year's and then the podcast birthday and then my husband's birthday. So that's just a fun way that I love to celebrate. And so the podcast has always meant to support my services. So that has never changed, which is really cool to look back on because the goal of my show has never changed, right? The primary call to action has always been to reach out to me if you need a podcast manager or if you want some hands-on help launching your podcast. So it's really cool to see that like that hasn't changed. But my life and business looked so much different. I can't even express how different it looked. There's so many things that like I'm still learning. I was just talking to one of my clients yesterday and I was like, do you feel that like owning a business and being an entrepreneur is literally like self-discovery of some sorts? And she was like, oh yeah. And I was like, okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one because it's a journey figuring stuff out, but it's like, it's so much deeper than just business. You really do learn a lot about yourself. And so What I want to talk about now is the almost 13,000 downloads, because when I first started in the podcast space, I would see people posting that they just hit 10,000 downloads, that they just hit 100,000 downloads of all time. And I would be so overwhelmed, not with jealousy, but with like, well, I mean, I guess there's always a hint of jealousy, right? Like, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I could have those downloads, you know? But it was more of like, wow, that feels really, really out of reach for me. And it still does. It still feels like incredibly out of reach that I would ever hit 1 million downloads, that I would ever hit 100,000 downloads. And so what I've been learning as I do my business every single day is that it really doesn't matter how many downloads you have. Now, if you've had your podcast for a whole year and you have like 12 downloads in a span of a year, we need to have a little chat, because you should definitely have a few more downloads than that. But at the same time, though, every show is different. Every show is different. There is no real true comparison, because every single person has a different audience. And not only that, they have a different audience size. So if you're comparing your day number one to somebody else's day 6,000, okay, because they've been doing this for however many years, that is not going to benefit you in the long run. And also, YouTube has really, really opened my eyes on this, and I will say this until I'm blue in the face, but over on YouTube, and these are completely two different platforms, but over on YouTube, right, I would much rather have a video with 50 views and make thousands of dollars from that video than make a video that goes viral. Let's say there's 1 million views, but I've made no money. Like, that doesn't sound fun. Like, yeah, it's beautiful to look at the view number go up like that, but I would rather have low views and high ticket clients or low ticket buyers, whatever, than having a video with lots of views and making no money. I take the same approach to podcasting. On average, in the span of 1 month, like, I'm looking at my numbers from a little over a month ago, I have 48 downloads on one episode. And yes, that number seems low, but at the same time, though, my podcast is very niche. Okay, so if you're not a mom in business, you're probably not listening. And if you're not a mom who wants to start a podcast or grow your podcast, you're probably not listening to this, which is fine, because that's how I've designed my content. Either I appeal to you or I don't, and that's okay. And I think a lot of people get really caught up on that fact, and they're trying to talk to everybody, but you can't do that, because if you do that, then you are not allowing the people who really need to find your content to find you. And so that's like one of the biggest things that I've learned in the past 3 years, is that I would rather have a small show with a big impact to the exact people and person that I'm trying to reach than have a show that's super general, talking to just everybody, because nobody is going to take that action if they don't feel aligned. And so lots of things have changed, even though on the surface level, like, I still offer the same thing as I did 3 years ago, the podcast launch service, podcast management service. I do strategy calls and I do one-on-one podcast audits. None of that has changed. That has been consistent for the past 3 years. But what has changed is like how I'm relaying my information, how I am talking about all of this information. Because for the past 3 years, almost four now, right? Because come June, it'll be 4 years since I've been diving into the podcast industry. And so I've considered myself a podcast editor and a podcast manager for the longest time, but now I'm really, really stepping into my role as a strategist. And it's been really fun, but it's also been incredibly humbling and also really hard, because I have not documented anything. I don't have any SOPs. So, well, I do now, but I didn't at the time. And so I'm working through all of that. And in the process, I really realized how powerful it is to audit your podcast. And so what has changed is my new group coaching program. And I'm so excited about it, because I really truly believe that every single podcaster needs to go through this. They need to audit their show. I can tell you so many mistakes that are on my show right now, even from the latest 10 episodes, because I wasn't clear and because I wasn't aligned. And even from my episodes this summer, right? Like, that was this year, right? Like some of them are just not clear. They're not aligned, or I changed my mind on something I was doing, which that really sucks about podcasting when you announce something and then you either change your mind or, you know, the service itself changes or whatever. So there's so many caveats and so many things, but that has been really eye-opening to go through what I do for my clients and what I'm doing for myself and put that into a step-by-step that is now the podcast audit experience. And yeah, it's just been very, very humbling, very, very eye-opening. And so with that being said, this podcast, because my whole mission is so much deeper than podcasting itself, because the podcast is only a portion of what you actually need to do if you want to have a successful business. And I heard this said at a conference I went to earlier this year, but what I heard was she said, the podcast isn't the destination, it's the vehicle. So my podcast drives you somewhere, right? It drives you to my school community. It drives you to a workshop that I'm doing. It drives you to a lead magnet that I created. It drives you somewhere. Wherever you are driving them to, AKA that lead magnet, the community, or the offer, that right there is the destination. So my strategy goes so much deeper than podcasting itself because we go beyond that. So like what happens when they sign up for that? Is the nurture sequence all set up? What do you have going on the back end? How are you delivering it? All of that stuff is so, so important. So I got a lot of things brewing, so I'm excited to tell you about it. So of course, my new group coaching program, super exciting. And once somebody goes through my audit, they're also going to unlock these amazing things that I have in store that I'm currently working on. And so if you haven't yet listened to episode 141, be sure to go do that because I talk all about the debrief of the Moms Who Podcast Summit. And I talk about how I'm going to be putting together the step-by-step for you to launch your own virtual event that is aligned with your podcast and your business. This summit doubled isn't even the word. It didn't triple, but it definitely did. Oh, it's like it was between double and triple. It doubled my podcast growth. I went from a little over 2,000 downloads to over 5,000 downloads just by hosting the summit in the span of 1 year. Also, I've booked multiple high-ticket clients from this summit, and I'm still seeing the fruit of that literally to this day. So it is such a great strategy for you to do. Can't wait to teach that. I'm also going to be implementing something called YouTube for Podcasters. I'm also going to be implementing the podcast touring system. So if you've been interested in going on a podcast tour, I'm going to show you how to set all of that up. And also you get access to the podcast guesting system, which shows you how to be a great guest and how to be a great host if you want guests to come on your show. There are so many other things that are coming as well down the pipeline, but I am super excited about it. Also, what changed is I've never launched a course before, but what I did do is document the step-by-step to launch a podcast to help you book clients. And so that is available now. And also it is with guided support. So you are not doing this alone. I know that when I first started my podcast, all I needed was the step-by-step, what to do. And then I needed somebody to bounce ideas off of, somebody to ask questions. And I just didn't have that. And I really want to make sure that the people in my community and the people in my circle don't ever feel that way. So I'm so excited about the launch of the podcast launch roadmap, which is, again, the step-by-step to launch a podcast that helps you book clients. And also, again, it comes with guided support. There is an option, though, if you did want to just go through it without the support, you totally can. So that is an option for you as well. And then last but not least, I'm going to be hosting multiple summits in 2026. So be on your tippy toes, my friend. I can't wait to share more with you about that. But virtual events are going to be the bee's knees, and they are going to be what grows my business the most in 2026. I just know it, and I'm so excited about it. So stay tuned. I will tell you all the details once I have them. I'm also planning some workshops too, so I'm telling you, I have a bunch of stuff planned, and I just thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode when you could be listening to so many other people and so many other different things. I know that your time is valuable, and I really, truly respect that, and I'm so excited to continue to be behind this microphone every single week for you, showing up every Monday. Lots of ideas floating around. I'm excited. I hope you are too. And if you haven't already, please be inside of the school community. That's where all the good stuff happens. I actually just posted a training today about how I'm planning out my episodes while my kids are on winter break. So that way I could make sure that all my stuff was recorded before they are out of school for winter break. So that way I don't have to record during winter break. So I post a lot of gems like that and so much more. So I hope to see you inside of the community, and I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.